going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The 1-0 swung on, hit in the air, left field shallow. Kepler broke back, now comes running in. He's there, and he's got it. And the ball game is over, and the Phillies, for the first time in franchise history, have swept a season series against a team of seven or more games. As the Phillies blank the Rockies today, 2-0 the final. Rangers Suarez the win, and Jordan Romano the save, and a couple of timely hits from Harper and Kepler, and the Phillies have won their seventh game in a row.
Franchise history, seven in a row over the Rockies, a seven-game winning streak. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. How about those Phillies who are 32-18 as we head into Memorial Day weekend? Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. They went back-to-back, Joe?
They went back-to-back.
Uh-oh. Well, that's hard. That's hard to do, but they did it. Congratulations.
What a win. What a week for the Phillies here. We're 32-18. All right, we got a lot to get to today. We will discuss the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be on the in-season Hard Knocks, which I find really interesting. Scott Fransky joins us at noon for the first time since the great midday flood of 2025 when he was on the air with us last week.
The great midday flood.
Yeah, and we survived. All right, Jason Kelce, what he told the morning show about his role in getting the tush push saved and a wild 1 o'clock hour to come. Good morning, you. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, listen, everybody. If you don't have to drive this weekend, don't. Don't take any penitentiary chances, man, you know, especially if you're a little older. If you're younger, you know, if you have a DUI or something, that's like 10 grand out the gate. And not only that, you might hurt somebody. So just do everything that you have to do to enjoy your weekend and not get into any trouble.
I like that. Well, yeah, everyone should enjoy this weekend. It's Memorial Day's coming up. We hope everyone out there has a great time. And enjoy yourself. If you know what I'm enjoying right now, Hugh? Watching the Phillies. They're 32-18. They really have taken care of business here against the worst teams in baseball. The Pirates, the Rockies, especially the Rockies. You heard Scott say it. Hugh, for the first time in the history of the franchise, they swept a season series over an opponent, anyone, ever, of at least seven games. Like this, even when teams are bad, you know, usually you'll go 6-1, 5-2 against them. I mean, they didn't just beat the Rockies and the Pirates before it and the Rockies earlier this season. They've mopped the floor with these teams. And, Hugh, you know, you look up now, and then Memorial Day is always kind of the time where people look up and say, look at the standings.
Yeah.
They're 32-18. They're a half game off the pace of the best record in all of baseball. They have the best record in the NL. Hugh Douglas, are you buying what you're seeing as the Phillies continue to roll and now are two games up in the NL East?
I am, but I'm pretty sure for a lot of people that they're going to say with that Mets series still has a little bit of a stink for a lot of people.
But they've been great since then.
They have, but they haven't seen the Mets.
Yep.
So there's that. And the hitting has been where it needed to be. You know, they've been pretty good last night. You know, they got two, but still, it's one of those things where we have a job and we're in a city where saying be patient is not, that dog is not going to hunt, because we are passionate about this team. We live and die with every pitch that's thrown. And we've had a lot of controversy. So for me, it was like this, Joe. When I looked at the standings, watching the games, it didn't dawn on me until I pulled back a little bit and looked at the whole National League and saw where they were. I'm like, man, they've been pretty good. And I don't know if John Clark's not in town, but if he is, John, you need to apologize, man. Matter of fact, I might just go ahead and shoot you a text. Apologize to Bryce
Harper.
Well,
the Bryce Harper with the shaved head is a different Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's funny how, now everybody's talking about, since he shaved his head, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's just, baseball is just the fickle mistress, man. And you have to wait to see how it's going to play out. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's different when you only follow your team and you're not looking at the league as a whole. Everybody has warts.
Mm-hmm, of course.
It's just that when we talk about our team, we talk about the warts that they have and the certain things that happen. And the great part about it is most baseball players, good thing they don't listen to us and have, mentally weak. Because if they were, we'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah, look, because we react to everything every day. And it's 162. And their first 26 or whatever were not good, right? Yeah. They were about 500. But their last 24 have been remarkable. The Phillies are playing really good baseball. And we should be excited that this season's got a lot of promise. The starting pitching is excellent. The bullpen without Alvarado this week, again, they're playing the Rockies, had a good week. And including Romano has been good now for a while, to the point where we got to start believing we're seeing with Jordan Romano. And Hugh, I am excited for where the season is going. They are certainly putting themselves right back in the mix to be a contender to win it again, or to get back to the playoffs to compete to win it. And that's great. But allow me to do something that you always seem to do around here.
Long talk.
A long talk, but I also have to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Drunk uncle.
Well, look, I'm not knocking the way the Phillies are playing. They are playing. I'm not trying to poke holes in how they're playing, but can I poke holes in who they've played? I mean, they've built this
Kamedatan.
Up. Yeah, they've built this up, and it's good on them. This is exactly what you're supposed to do. But the Phillies have built up the best record in the National League on legitimate tomato cans. Not like when you called the Ravens tomato cans. Like, the Rockies and Pirates are tomato cans, okay? And if you go beyond that, the Phillies this season against the Rockies, who they beat 7 in a row, against the Pirates, who they beat 3, the Rays, who aren't good this year, the Nationals and the Marlins, they are 17-3 against those teams. They're 15-15 against everyone else. Now, I think they're better than 500, and, I'm not trying to take away credit for what they've done. They've beat up the bad teams they should. But I sat here a year ago, and I got a little fooled early in the season, and I said, this is the best Phillies team I've ever seen. Well, they weren't. And as the season went on, they fell down a little bit. And they still made the playoffs, still won 95 games, but they weren't an all-time great team. I guess the way I'll frame it is this. I like what I'm seeing. I'm not fully buying this yet. They're on pace for 102 wins. I don't think they're a 102-win team. Now, they're good? Yeah. Are they a playoff team? They absolutely should be. And are they right there with the Mets? Is the gap not as big as it seemed a month ago? Yeah, that's clear. But I'm looking at a team that really has beat up on tomato cans here. 215-592-9494. I like what I'm seeing. I feel really good about where this team is going, and it should continue this weekend. The A's, who they play this weekend, they've lost 9 in a row heading into the series. So let's keep piling those wins up and banking those wins, but I just got to say, I'm not fully buying they're this good yet. I mean, this is a lot of tomato can stuff they're beating up on. Well, that's all right. So, someone's got to say it. I mean, the Rockies might be the worst team ever. Ever. They've been playing baseball for like 125 years, and that team's really bad. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Topper. He seems pretty happy with the sweep over Colorado.
This club hasn't necessarily played that well here at Coors Field. Given not just that you hit and you pitch, I mean, how pleased are you with a 4-game sweep?
Yeah, really pleased. You know, like I said at the start of it, we haven't played very well here, but we played well. You know, the day we don't necessarily score many runs, we really pitched well and played good defense. So, it was very satisfying.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Well, he's right about that. He usually in Coors Field, even if the Rockies are bad, you need to score, right? It's a hitter's park. You need to. They won yesterday 2-0 in Coors Field. I mean, that does not happen very often. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you fully buying what we're seeing right now? Because it's a heck of a month. They're 15-5 in May. They have been, I think they fell to about 13-13 after the Mets series or somewhere in there. So you look at their record since then, and they've played great baseball now for about 5 weeks. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling here? Because the record looks incredible. Kyle, where are you at as the Phillies sweep the Rockies and they're 32-18?
I think you have to be buying it. Like, I understand they're playing tomato canes, however you want to say it, however he wants to say it. But they're leaving no doubt in these games.
Yep.
I mean, they're making the Rockies look like the Rockies. They're making the Pirates look like the Pirates. And I think the biggest thing that you need to be buying right now is the fact that the best player, the best hitter on this team, is starting to look like it. And I agree, Hugh. Some apologies might need to be thrown out there to Mr. Bryce Harper after he shaved his head. I'm about to join him in shaving my head. And it looks like the stash could be going, too, by the end of the season with the way he's playing. Bryce Harper being back, I think, is the biggest thing that everybody needs to buy. The pitching staff is still just as good, if not better, now that Aaron Nola's out of the rotation.
I think it's better without him.
It might be. Mm. And the bullpen's rounding into form, too. Like, and I understand what you said about the record against the Rockies, Pirates, and whoever in 15-15. I don't think that's telling the whole story, though, because they had a very bad stretch. For, like, I think, what was it, mid-April or something like that?
Yeah, they left the Mets 500, yeah.
But they went into Chicago and beat the Cubs.
Yep.
The Diamondbacks aren't great, but they're not a tomato can, mm-hmm. I don't think. They took care of business against them. The Cardinals won, like, 9 in a row before they played the Phillies, and we beat them. I mean, we're not just handling tomato cans. We're handling business against everybody right now. I mean, we look like a team that should have and does have the best record in the National League right now. And, like, if you're not buying the Phillies, I don't know who you are buying because the Mets stink right now.
So that's fair. Look, the Mets are not as good as they looked a month ago. They've struggled, and the Soto thing looks like it might just become a disaster as this season goes on, especially as the New York media gets their teeth in that. That could be a disaster for them, and which would be great. And the Dodgers are pitching. I agree, guys. I'm not saying the Phillies aren't as good as those teams right now. They are. Right now, they're better. I'm just saying, can I see it against a little bit of better opponents? I mean, we are doing damage to tomato cans here, and everyone else has been a little more up and down. 215-592-9494. We were here last year. I mean, it's kind of amazing because we didn't start off super hot this year, but Hugh, Memorial Day last year, this is where the Phillies were, right? Best record, mm-hmm. looking like they're better than everybody else, and then we know what happened. It fell off from the rest of the season on. Now, this doesn't have to fall off. Starting pitching's really good. And Bryce is coming on. Are you fully buying what you're seeing from the Phillies, who are 32-18? Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who's up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Chris. Happy Memorial Day weekend, man.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, first of all, let's do this right. Let's thank all those soldiers that lost their lives
Definitely.
For serving our great nation. Thank you.
Well said, Chris. Glad you said it.
Other than that, fellas, I pulled my wallet out. I got it open. I'm asking, what do I owe you? I'm buying. I'm in. You know, the reason I'm buying is we have the best starting pitching in Major League Baseball. And pitching is what wins championships. It's offense is a luxury, like Hugh says, all the time. It's pitching, guys. It's pitching, it's pitching, it's pitching, it's starting pitching. And we have that. That's why I'm so optimistic. As well as, The other downfall to us, and all these other people are going to chuckleheads are going to chime in and say, oh, but you know, the bats went cold in the playoffs, and that's why we lost, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's changed this year. Their whole hitting approach has changed, and you're seeing the leaders embrace it. Brittany Bryce is no longer trying to swing out of his shoes every single at-bat anymore. He'll do it on rare occasions from time to time, but for the most part, these guys are just trying to make contact, keep the line moving, let them, it's a next man up mentality. Joe's favorite players also embrace this, Trey Turner. You know, he's no longer, I haven't heard Joe talking about the wand coming out of the box lately.
No, I've been mostly, Trey's offense I've been fine with this year. You know, the defense, you know, I have my issues, but I've been fine with it. Yep.
I agree. So, and here's the other thing. He's doing what we've been screaming forever. He's stealing a bunch of bases. That's what we've wanted forever. And then here's the other guy. I don't really hear anybody talking about that. That's also embraced this approach. Castellanos. Castellanos is kind of quiet because he's a slugger that gets streaky. He'll get hot for a month, month and a half. He would normally carry his team, but then he would go ice cold. And it's because, again, he takes that same slug approach of trying to knock the tear the cover off the ball. And I'm seeing him be more level. And it's not, I mean, those core guys are doing it. And then what they're doing is they're just leaving it to Schwarbs. They're like, dude, let him be the cleanup guy. Let him be the big machine that's mashing, you know, everything. So, guys, got to have a chant on the way out the door. All right? We have to because it's Memorial Day. But here's what it's going to be. I'm P-U-Y-I-N-T, find the film, World Series bound.
Chris, love you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. So he's buying, spelled the whole thing out for us.
Yeah, you know what, man? I was sitting here and, you know, thinking about what we were talking about and whether or not I buy into this. And I just went back and I looked at the standings from the last 3 years.
Okay.
And the one thing that jumps out to me is that the Phillies have been pretty consistent in where they've been as far as the standings is concerned. You talk about all these other teams. I'm looking at the 2022 season. The Braves, 101 win. The Mets, the Phillies were right there with a 87.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I look through this list, you have your usual suspects in the National League.
Sure.
The Cards and the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So that they've been consistently one of the better teams
they have
in Major League Baseball for the last 3 years.
I think it's, what, 87, 90, 95, the last 3 years?
Yeah, man. And I'm looking, and even I'm looking at the AL, you have some of the usual suspects. It's been, but here's the thing, like every year, there's somebody that jumps, like in the other divisions, that jump in and they get more wins and everything like that. Because just like this year, the standings are a little bit different than they were the last year because the Cubs are doing really well right now. And you talk about last year, it was the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies have been consistently one of the teams that give you at least 80 wins in the last 3 years.
Yeah, look, they have a great run. I mean, this is one of the better runs they've had. I mean, they've won the World Series and NLCS and playoffs and 95 wins. In the beginning of this year, I looked choppier. And I said, this doesn't look good. I think a lot of us did. Look, they've played great baseball for a while. I just need to see him do it against the best teams. I also would like them to hit more home runs, which they haven't yet. Now, they've done a lot of good things, and our last caller, Chris, brought up the approach. I mean, the Phillies have one of the best walk rates in baseball, one of the best strikeout rates in baseball. They have changed their approach, and let's hope it continues. Let's hope it continues throughout the season and the postseason. Look, there's a lot of reasons to feel good, led by the starting pitching. I'm taking a deep breath this time. Last year, I was all in. This is special. And then they fell off. Maybe because
that's the thing.
Whatever.
But the one thing that gives me hope when it comes to this team is that it's in the back of their mind every day about the failures that they've had.
October failures.
Yeah. You know, and I said that, and I cringed a little bit when I said it.
Well,
I don't,
you're right. They failed in October.
You're right.
It's
but
okay.
I'm trying to be nice when I talk about it because it's one thing to be said about knowing where you fail and trying to correct those mistakes, but the positive is they've been consistently right there as far as the National League teams are concerned every year for the last 3 years.
Look, and although I'm saying that they've done most of this against tomato cans, you can make the playoffs beating up tomato cans, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you go back.
If they're bad, beat them because they're bad.
Yeah, and the Phillies aren't just beating them. I mean, 17-3 against the five worst teams they play. They're bludgeoning these teams. I mean, that's leaving no doubt. They have dominated some of these bad teams.
And you've got some really good pitching. Really, really good pitching.
Great pitch. I mean, the pitching staff. Kyle said it. He's right. They've been the pitching staff's better without Aaron Nola right now. Because every fifth day, Nola would stink, and then we'd probably lose that game. They don't have that anymore. Taiwan has been better. Ranger's been better. I mean, Aaron, I think Aaron's supposed to pitch this weekend, like, you know, off just like throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Take as much time as you need. Let's keep rolling.
What was
here.
It? Tidy back? Was it tidy back
no,
or
ankle.
The knee?
Ankle.
Knee. Oh, the ankle.
He twisted
ankle.
His
gotcha,
ankle.
Gotcha,
they, right. they say that or whatever.
No,
they
he's
say.
Coming back to the rotation.
No, I'm sure he is. I'm just saying if he needs to take his time. Is anyone clamoring for Aaron Nola to come back right now?
Mm,
I feel fine. I'm good. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Tomato cans need love too, Joe.
Tomato cans.
At least these are actual tomato cans, unlike when Hugh Douglas called the Rams, the Commanders, and Ravens tomato cans.
Yeah. So, Hugh, initially I was shocked and appalled that you're asking Johnny Airport for an apology tweet, but that just goes right with your pettiness, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's the weekend. I got to stay on brand.
Yeah,
I got to stay on brand.
We might need to put the poll up. Should John Clark apologize to Bryce Harper?
Exactly. So here's the thing. These guys are pretty much all playing up to their capabilities right now. And if it takes tomato can teams to get right, then that's what it takes. I think some of these guys that were struggling, like Turner admitted it yesterday, that he had gotten hit by a pitch, and it caused him to do a few things at the plate mechanically that was throwing him off. And I think a lot of times we fail to realize that some of these guys are playing hurt, and they're struggling through it. They're still better than their replacement, even if they're injured. So I'm totally okay with that. Look, the pitching staff is really what's been keeping them in these games. You know, especially that kid that came up and pitched against Paul Skeens. I mean, how do you figure?
Because his mama was in the stands.
It's amazing. It's just how deep their rotation is, Jeff. That a guy that we didn't even think would contribute this year could come up and basically throw a shutout. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah. So you take advantage of those things, and when you get to the bigger or the tougher teams, and you're going to play 500 or just above 500 ball, you've got you've padded your stats, so to speak, as a team, a team record to keep you above, you know, keep you staying on top.
Yeah, that's Jeff. You're right. That they've banked enough wins here that even if they have a cold stretch at some point, they're still going to be, you know, they're 14 games over. So like, even if they have a tough 2 weeks, they're still going to probably be, you know, 9 games over or whatever.
And how many complaints would there be if we went 500 or even just like 2 games over 500 against these tomato cans? People will be jumping off bridges.
Of course.
So I'm in.
Well, you're right about that, Jeff. And look, there's nothing wrong with banking these wins. It's the right. It's what they need to. Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. Last year I was all in, and the team's record was pretty similar to what it is right now. And then we know it wasn't quite the same as the season moved on. I like the way they're playing. I love the starting rotation right now. Bryce has gotten going. John Clark, I agree with you. Should offer a public apology to Bryce Harper for the buzz cut that he didn't think worked, which obviously has. Bryce is on fire right now. Are you fully buying in on what the Phillies are doing right now? 32-18. They have the best record in the NL. I think it snuck up on people. We've been all in on the tush push stuff and the Eagles and the schedule coming out. And meanwhile, the Phillies just haven't lost. When was the last time they lost a game? I think did they lose the finale of this doubleheader last week to the Cardinals? I think that might have been the last loss.
Yeah, it was the last one.
It's like last Wednesday. I mean, they haven't lost in a long time.
And that was the Nola game.
It was. You're right.
Yeah, they've been on a nice little tear.
I mean, I don't know the numbers on this. Take out Nola, all of his starts. What's the record?
That was the last loss.
Well, I can tell you this, that Aaron Nola's personal record is 1-7. The Phillies are 32-18, so that's easy math. 31-11 when Aaron Nola is not part of the decision. That's pretty darn good. 215-592-9494. The Phillies have won 7 in a row. Are you buying what they're selling? Are you fully buying this? I learned my lesson last year. I need to see more, especially against the non-tomato cans. Phone calls coming up. We'll tell you what we want for Tri-Day. It's a Tri-Day Friday. What a great prize to give away. Plus, we got to react to a funny story from before the game yesterday. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.